Hello, everybody. Welcome to this 2-week anniversary of the Daily Unpacking.
Hey!
We're actually in the process right now of moving from one hostel to another. We were supposed to stay at the previous one for 6 days or 6 nights, but it was too rough.
Yeah, we don't mind roughing it, but the place was covered in bugs and ants. The bathroom was an absolute disaster. I didn't even want to go in there. I really don't mind spending a few nights in some rough places, but that was just really pushing it, especially because we could find places for cheaper that had air conditioning and were clean.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to take advantage of that. So we have to recap our day yesterday then.
Yes.
Yesterday we made a daily unpacking from one hostel to another. Now we're doing the same thing. Difference is we're sitting in a car. Now we're walking along the streets of Ubud. Oh, this is the place that we're playing drums at yesterday.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So yesterday we actually didn't do much but eat and sleep.
Yeah, we took a big ass nap when we got home. By the time we woke up, it was already dark outside. But then we went to a kick-ass vegan buffet.
And that was amazing because we paid really $7 for both of us
to eat a vegan buffet.
And I was full for the first time yesterday after that meal. And I didn't have to eat for the rest of the day, which was great. So, and now we're actually very close to that. Oh, these people are from Chile.
Are they?
Yeah.
Can you tell they're Spanish?
Yeah. You're from Chile, right?
Si.
Yeah, yeah.
How you know?
I hear it.
You can just hear the Chile in Spanish and know that it's Chilean?
Yeah. That was cool. We just passed some 3 Chilean dudes.
Well, we've seen quite a few Chileans now.
No, actually, we have seen quite a few Chileans, and I could simply hear that they were Chilean by just walking past them, hearing them speaking Spanish. I wanted to prove that to you because I wasn't able to last time.
Right.
Because last time I wasn't even able to detect the language, and I had to ask them what language it was. They said Spanish.
And you were like, oh, it must be Spanish. And they were like, no,
we're from Chile. I was like, what? So then my credibility of language detection was crushed, so I have to fix that.
That's
now.
Okay, you just redeemed yourself.
Exactly. So I had to ask them, you're from Chile, right? And he said, yeah, how did you know? Well, so we didn't do much yesterday. Actually, we came back home. We discussed what we should do. We decided to leave in the morning. The dude took it okay. Unfortunately, I wiped away his, no thank you, wiped away his smile that he had the morning, but you know, I'd rather be honest and take care of
him.
I simply said that I didn't like the services, or that we were not pleased with the services here, and that we would like to just pay for one night and check out today. And he said, okay, I will see if we can modify booking. I said, well, I would expect you would be able to, because we would just simply like to check out today and pay for one night. He said, okay. And then before he said anything else, actually he said that he was going to check it again. I just walked out with the money and he asked, what is it? And I said, well, I just want to pay for the one night. And I did. And then he said, just leave the key at the door.
Oh. So we did.
So we did. Careful, doggo. All right.
He's good at waiting across
the door. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in for this episode of the Daily Unpacking. I don't think they're going to be able to hear everything we said, though, because
the motorbikes driving by.
Yeah, all the rides and all that stuff. The background noise. All right, guys. See you tonight.